Right. I'm interviewing Ken Pretty. Ken has just taken part in and hosted three amazing seances here in Auckland. And I'm just going to get his reactions as to the genuineness of the phenomena that he witnessed. He has. How long have you been a medium, Ken?
58 years.
So you've had quite a lot of experience.
Yeah, started as a child bride at 17.
Okay, and
I'm
so
75
and
now.
you're probably one of the people who has the most experience of physical mediumship anywhere in the world.
Yes, very possibly. You know, I mean, I'd hate to sort of boast that, but yeah, possibly.
Over that length of time.
Oh yes.
So could you tell us something about the phenomena that you've witnessed here in this series of seances?
Well, to begin with, the trumpet phenomena is usually very sedate. The trumpets just go around slowly and people speak through them. But of course they're not used for that purpose in this circle. And to see trumpets moving at that speed, it was like seeing a continuous light moving all of the time. I mean, you saw a whole circle rather than just the illumination of the trumpets. That in itself was incredible. The way, the accuracy with which they touch people's heads, and the accuracy with which they put the trumpets on people's knees, they tapped on the walls on you know, around the room, and then he picked up the drumsticks, of course, which is all part of the same thing. But the fact remains that those trumpets moved at a phenomenal speed and never really hit anybody. They were just touched. You know? It's a totally different thing. That in itself, to me, is very evidential, because the room is totally dark, and accordingly, of course, you expect to get hit. And I have been hit before,
right.
In the dark, clouted around the ear with a trumpet, you know, and a lot heavier than the ones we were using. So that was really, for me, wonderful. If it had been just on its own, of course, it doesn't really prove survival after death, but it does prove that something supernormal is happening, as Maurice Barbineau used to say, rather than supernatural. But with regard to the actual seances themselves, they were the most brilliantly conducted I've ever attended, professionally conducted, and yet with humility. That's what I found most of all. David is an extremely humble man, not in the sense of Uriah Heep, but humble in being unpretentious about his work. And that I really feel is wonderful. Evidence from people? Well, I mean, let's face it, David knew none of the people I know. And in fact, he didn't even know Gordon Dickinson. He'd seen him work once, but he didn't know him. Whereas, I mean, the people who come to me through the three seances have been people that I know in the business, as I call it, you know, and not my family. So I was delighted to have people from spirit world that I know and love, you know, because my own spirit helpers I regard as my friends, you know, my doorkeeper's my best friend. But in fact, other people got the most wondrous thing. I mean, John, for example, in the third seance we had on the 29th of October, the one we just finished, his father came through.
And can I ask you, Ken, the people who materialised and spoke to you, can you tell me if you are convinced that they are who they
Absolutely.
Claim to be?
I knew their voices. I remember voices very well because, you know, I do, you see me do it now, I do mimic. And I can mimic people. Once I hear their voice in my head, I can mimic. And I can hold people's voices in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And I know those voices were genuine, you know.
Maurice Barbineau?
Absolutely. That was Maurice Barbineau's intonation, the way he spoke. Maurice Barbineau spoke a little bit staccato sometimes, and he did that tonight, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The way he pronounced my name, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's Ken Pretty, sort of thing, you know. And yes, that was my. I saw his face in my mind's eye.
Mm-hmm.
It jumped right out at me when he started speaking.
And Coral Podge?
And Coral Podge, well, we went around for a little while when we were much younger. The last time I saw Coral, I gave her a lift back from Bath. Mm-hmm. And with her usual sort of humour, she said, well, I hope your driving's a bit better now than it was then. But in fact, we had a wonderful journey back from Bath to London.
Mm-hmm. And you felt tonight that was Coral?
Oh, without a doubt. Again, she spoke very quietly tonight, but again, it's the intonation of the voice, the way she phrased her words. Cole had a very sort of hoarse type of voice when she spoke, you know, and she would sort of speak and enunciate very slowly, and And you can hear it. I could hear that in the words, you know. Mm-hmm. And Silver Birch, I recognised his voice from tapes that I've listened to. Mm-hmm. The only thing that didn't happen was that when Silver Birch talked through Maurice Barbanel, he would go, and I want to say, so, you know. But of course, he's speaking direct tonight, not through a medium. Mm-hmm. So, and of course, now he's released of all those cares of having to deal with a medium on the earth plane anyway. So, yeah, that was his voice. So, again, the intonation was there. And Gordon Higginson that came through. I mean,
you knew Gordon well, didn't
I knew
you?
Gordon well, yes, and I worked at his church, and which was very interesting because I said, yes, it was London Road, Stoke on Trent. It says, I think you mean Castleford. I didn't try to trip him up. It was just purely simple. London Road was a church, I think, in Birmingham. I'm not sure. But I just thought that was it. Hmm. Yeah, it was Castleford. And I stayed at his house for the whole weekend. My best memory of that, really, is that he had a lot of Stoke-on-Trent pottery, all gold plates. A lot of them were rejects, but a lot of them were genuine. And I didn't eat off the same plate or drink out of the same cup the whole weekend. It was always new and beautiful, beautiful gold plates and all sorts of things, you know. And, you know, Frank was his friend and partner. And they were both nice people. And Gordon was a very genuine, down-to-earth man. Although he was appeared a bit pompous sometimes on the rostrum, he wasn't really pompous. It was the way he spoke.
And that was
absolutely
definitely Gordon.
Absolutely. Yeah. No doubt about it. And what is more, he actually put a piece of paper in my lap and said, I've signed a piece of paper for you with my signature. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was great. And, of course, I painted the picture on the front of my book, not on the front of my book, of course, but the original picture, I can't paint at all, and I painted that under instruction from a man called Will Gaines, who was in the American movie industry, so he told me, and of course at the first seance he came through, and I was so flabbergasted, I didn't even recognise who it was. He was very evidential, and I've got a feeling that he will be playing a very important part in the physical circle I'm running now, because he was so intense and also very clear and also very strong. He came through as strong as David's helpers come through, mm-hmm. as did Gordon for that matter and Maurice Barbanel, but they're a bit used to it because they know the workings and how to do it. I mean, Gordon himself is a physical medium, mm-hmm. so is his mum. And yeah, I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt that the feedback I've had is incredible from all the people that watched the circle and came to the circles, the seances rather, and so much so that they really have all said to me, when is he coming again, you know, or can I book for another one? And several people booked for all three, and those that booked for one were so disappointed they didn't book for three. So that in itself says a lot.
That's wonderful.
I mean, when Shane's father came through, that was Shane's dad. And Shane's father was a medium.
Did you
medium.
Know Shane's dad?
No, but Elizabeth did his funeral, actually. But I've known Shane's dad from giving him evidence from his dad.
Right. Okay.
And also his grandfather. And both of them are trance mediums. And, of course, Timothy is something else, you know. Mm. A delightful character. As is Jack, in their own way. But, you know, somebody said to me, well, why does Timothy come back as a little boy? It's part of the circle set up, part of the group set up. It keeps the vibration happy. I wouldn't want somebody coming through saying, well, we're going to bring through so-and-so now, you know. No, I think we can try and get this one through, you know. It's lovely. And all the little tricks he pulls, you know, like taking my glasses off, for instance, and putting them on somebody else's lap. And all those sort of things, showing his fingers, showing his hands, and then Honest Jack comes through and his hands went on my head. And he said, you know how he talks. Mm. I'd like to show you that I can, you know, fully materialise, mate, because I put my foot on yours like that.
He
you
put
know?
His foot on
oh,
your
yes,
foot.
Yeah, yeah, as well as holding my head.
Right. So, and how many touches did you experience? In
oh, many, many, many. Yeah. Timothy touched me. Of course, William did. Mm-hmm. Every time I spoke to William, he touched my shoulder like that, you know, tapped my shoulder. And also, Jack, you know. So lots of touches I had, you know, and it was nice. And of course the trumpets touched me, and all actually Timothy tonight went all around my face like that and down my body with the trumpets. So that was wonderful.
And one other thing I'd just like to ask you, can you tell me, what did you notice about the energy when Silver Birch arrived?
It definitely changed. You can tell that it's a different energy. It's like the energy that comes when my teachers, my spiritual teachers, come through with the Mena group. It's a different energy altogether, and you could feel it distinctly. The temperature changed, you know. The temperature changed a lot tonight through the evening, cold breezes and so on, which don't normally happen, didn't normally happen in the other two senses. But tonight it was very pronounced, especially when Barbanel came through and when Silver Birch came through.
Huge breeze, yes, wasn't there? Yes. Huge wind. It was almost biblical.
And of course, Maurice Barbanel also gave my wife a piece of paper with Silver Birch written on it, because he wants the room, the sounds room, named after Silver Birch, which we're happy to do.
Well, thank you very much.
Not at all. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and we can't wait until David and you and your husband and the machine come back again.
Thank you very much
for your help, Wendy. God bless.